Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry. This month, the UN announced there are more than 7.5 million Ukrainian refugees scattered across Europe. Nearly one-third of all Ukrainians have been displaced. Among them, a 12-year-old girl named Yeva. Now, Yeva kept a diary of her long journey, a journey which began when she looked out of her grandmother's bedroom window and saw bombs falling on Kharkiv. Yeva made it safely to Ireland to live with a host family who met her and her grandmother at the airport.
We kind of know what she looks like, don't we?
Oh, look.
Yeva!
When I spoke with Yeva, she began by reading from her diary, which is now a book titled You Don't Know What War Is, The Diary of a Young Girl from Ukraine.
Everyone knows the word war, but very few people understand what it truly means. You might say that it's horrible and frightening, but you don't know the scale of fear it brings. And so, when you suddenly find you have to face it, you feel totally lost, walled in by fright and despair. All of your plans are suddenly interrupted by destruction. Until you've been there, you don't know what war is.
Thank you. Now, Yeva, let's just start today. What have you been doing today? Have you been doing anything fun?
So today I've been in school, and I actually really like to study in the school, and every lesson is in English, and it's so interesting for me because that's a new language for me. So today in Ireland was actually ordinary day, but not for Ukraine and not for my city.
Have you always kept a diary?
No, I never kept a diary because I never even suspected that I could become an author. When I got this notebook for writing, it was just lying on the shelf, so, and I didn't even use this. But then, since start war, I started keeping a diary, so it was first time.
Tell me about the window in your grandma's apartment.
Well, this window was looking toward the Russian border, and we lived in the end of the city, so we could see the field. And first day when the war started, I saw my grandma near the window that she was looking toward the Russian border, how missiles was flying, and it was so terrifying.
What did you do to try to feel safe?
Well, the first day of war, I didn't feel safe, but it was a huge tension in my spirit, and everybody had the tension. And we were so worried what will be next, and we didn't know what to do in this situation. But in the basement, we were trying to play some games with children from other apartments, from like my neighborhood. So we try just don't think about explosion and just try to play.
Before the invasion, what were the kinds of things you were thinking about?
We just had rumors about the war, but we just thought, oh, maybe it's just rumors, bro, so nothing would happen and we'll continue live a normal life. And for me, it was like peaceful days, peaceful sky. But for me, it wasn't nothing special. But now that's changed my mind. And now I'm happy every day that the sky is peaceful in Ireland, of course. But it's so painful to know that there's bombings nonstop in Ukraine.
You take us through each day. And on day 9, you and your grandmother made it to a school gym. Can you tell me who you met?
When we arrived, we just needed to understand what's going on. And there was a person who wanted to speak with me, but I wasn't ready. And then my grandmother introduced me them, like said, she said that I wrote a diary since first days of war, and they started to interest in, and they made first report into Channel 4. And it was first time that I shared what was in my diary.
The reporter from Channel 4 helped you to leave Ukraine for Ireland, is that right?
Yes, they proposed us to go to France or Ireland, but Ireland was a good, really good opportunity because the people here speak English, and I speak English not so bad, so we decided to go to the Ireland.
Ava, you speak English beautifully. Beautifully. You've talked about your friends a couple of times with me, and you write about them a lot in the book. Why does that matter, telling your friends' stories?
I think that's important as well to hear other voices from children that lived through. And sometimes they even described the same details as me. For example, when was seventh day of the Russian invasion, my friend, she described how the drone was flying and my circle dropping the bombs, as I described it as well, the same. And for me, it was really important to know their feelings because we just could share, because we couldn't keep this in our soul, because it would be just damaged. And I think that it's, of course, it's important that the world will hear my story, will hear our stories, and maybe the world will understand even a little bit how child lived through the war and what child feels when starts war.
Eva, I know about 2 months after the war started, someone offered to go back and get some things that were left behind. What did you want back?
I asked him to just take some clothes and oil paints that my granddad, he gifted me in New Year. And for me, it was, of course, important that this long pink cat is survived and she's in safe place now.
Eva, do you dream at night about home?
Actually, I really miss for home, but I know that there is so danger there and my apartments are destroyed and we are nowhere to back. And I really hope that when everything will rebuild and when in Ukraine will be safe, I really hope to back and see my friends. And I really, really hope that the war will stop someday, very soon.
Our thanks to Yeva Skalietzka, author of You Don't Know What War Is, The Diary of a Young Girl from Ukraine.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.